Hi there, it's Kath Ann, weekly host of the Homework Help Show. Writing an English essay can be a big project for anyone. Essay writing is generally dreaded among students. It can be even more difficult if English is not your primary language. Today, we will give you 8 tips on how to write an English essay and discuss a template you might use to structure your essay. Join me, Kath Ann, on the Homework Help Show for some tips on how to write your English essay. Now, before we get started today with the content, I wanted to tell you guys about something really exciting that we have started doing. We have started hosting a weekly live session with me, Kath Ann, your host, on Instagram Live. These live sessions are a Q&A for you guys to ask any questions that you might have. So make sure that you join me at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Instagram Live. And if you don't follow us on Instagram, make sure to check out all of our social media info in the description box below, and you will be able to find us. Now, before we get started, make sure to hit that notification bell and subscribe to our channel. We have some great collaborations coming up for Fall Guys, and I really don't want you to miss out. So make sure you like this video, subscribe to our channel, and hit that notification bell so that it will notify you when we come out with new content. We always have new content either on our Instagram channel or on our YouTube platform every Monday, so make sure to stay tuned. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook too for more great academic content. We're coming up on the new school year, and I really don't want you guys to miss out on any of our awesome content that we're making for you. Writing an English essay can be a big challenge for anyone. It is usually a dreaded activity amongst any students. However, if English is not your primary language, this task can become even more difficult. Today on the show, we are giving you 8 tips to help you to write your English essays. Let's jump in. Okay, so tip number 1. The first tip I wanted to give you guys today is to write your English essay in English. Now, it might be tempting to write in your primary language and then translate it. And you might think it might be easier. However, this is not the case. When you write in English, you will have the opportunity to learn more of the language because you are writing in full sentences. As well, if you choose to write in your primary language and then translate to English, it might not make sense. Take the opportunity to write your essay in English and then have someone read it over. Writing in English will give you the opportunity to learn more of the language and give you a chance to practice your writing skills. Tip number 2, brainstorm. For those of you who are not familiar with the term brainstorm, brainstorm means to think about all of the ideas you have about a certain topic and then write them down. So, for example, international immigration. If you are going to do a brainstorm about international immigration, take out a piece of paper and a pen and write down all of the ideas that come to mind about international immigration. So, for example, language, visa, family, opportunity, culture, migration, change, policy activities. These are all topics to do with international immigration. The idea with a brainstorm is to literally take out a piece of paper and write all of your ideas in English, not in your primary language. Doing a brainstorm in English will give you the opportunity to practice thinking in English and will improve your English writing skills. When you start writing your essay, think of a topic that interests you. You also want to consider a topic that will interest your audience. Now, your audience for an English essay might be your ESL professor, or perhaps a university or college professor. Keep this in mind as you are writing your essay. Tip number three, write an outline. Once you have finished your brainstorm, begin to write an outline for your English essay. Before you write an essay, it is important to organize your thoughts and your ideas. Especially when English is not your primary language, doing an outline can help you to learn new words and help you to organize the thoughts and ideas that you have in your head. A basic outline for an English essay will include 5 paragraphs. First, you will have the introduction, then you will have 3 body paragraphs, and finally, the conclusion. Use this 5-paragraph structure to organize your ideas before you begin writing. Tip number 4. Once you have completed your brainstorm and your outline, have a native English speaker read over your work. Now, you may be timid to show your work to someone who speaks English. However, it will help, I promise you. Find someone that you trust who can speak English to look over the work that you have done. When you show your work to a native English speaker, they can guide you through the process of writing your essay and helping you to form the sentences and flow that you're looking for in your essay. If you don't know of anyone that can speak English, here at Homework Help Global, this is something we can definitely help with. Jump into the description box below and connect with us on social media or send us a quick email and let us know how we can help. Tip number 5, write an introduction. Your introduction will tell the reader what you are going to write about and what they can expect in your essay. For example, perhaps you would like to write an essay about the benefits of living abroad. In your introduction, you'll want to include a thesis statement. A thesis statement is the argument you are going to be making about a specific topic. For example, the thesis statement for this essay might be, "Living abroad is beneficial because it provides an opportunity to explore different cultures, broaden your horizons, and learn a new language." As you can see here, there are 2 parts to this thesis statement. Number 1, we are arguing that living abroad is beneficial. And number 2, we are providing 3 reasons why living abroad is beneficial. The 3 reasons given in your thesis statement will make up the 3 body paragraphs of your English essay. Tip number 6. Use the 3 reasons you have defined in your thesis statement to write your 3 body paragraphs. So, for example, in this essay, we will have 3 different paragraphs. Number 1, living abroad provides the opportunity to explore different cultures. Number 2, living abroad provides the opportunity to broaden your horizons. And number 3, living abroad allows you to learn a new language. Once you have these 3 points, you'll want to do some research about how to back up what you are saying. This information will form the content of your essay. Tip number 7. Once you have completed the introduction and your 3 body paragraphs, it is time for the conclusion. The conclusion provides a summary of everything you have said throughout your English essay. Do not introduce any new topics in your conclusion. You are simply just summarizing all of the information that you have written throughout your essay. Tip number 8. Congratulations, you've completed your English essay and you're 1 step closer to becoming fluent in speaking and writing English. You've worked towards a goal and you've achieved it. You should give yourself a pat on the back and say congratulations. Once you have completed writing your essay, again, ask a native English speaker to read over your work. They can give you some tips on how to increase the flow and ease of your essay and make it sound more like it was written by a fluent English speaker. And if you do need any help with writing an English essay, make sure to connect with us here at Homework Help Global. We offer many services from editing to ghostwriting that can just make learning English a little bit easier. Okay, so that's it for me this week, guys. I hope this episode was of benefit. As always, if you have any questions, hit us up on our social media platforms using the hashtag AskHHG. Share your comments with us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Find us by searching Homework Help Global. Talk soon, guys, and take care.